I heard every night time church member come to listen, so I have to watch out my mouth.
我听说每个晚上都有教会的负责人来这边听课，所以我要注意我的言语。
So it's not between you and me, so it's a little more nervous.
所以我现在比较紧张，因为不是只有我跟这些学生而已。
Tonight I'd like to go share with you some Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew chapter 5.
今天晚上我想要跟大家分享的是马太福音第五章，当主耶稣在讲，在马太福音第五章。Chapter
5 to chapter 7, this three chapter is when Jesus he delivered the sermon on the mount side.
从马太福音第五章到第七章，是主耶稣在山上所的训话。
We can tell all this passage is come to the point in chapter 5 verse 48.
我们可以看到在五章的第四十八节，这里主耶稣有他讲了他主要想要讲的话。
Our Lord Jesus Christ require us to be perfect.
那就是他希望我们是完全的。And
Jesus mentioned that as your heavenly Father is perfect.
就像我们天父一样的完全。This
is an obstacle.
这是我们的难处。And
sometimes Jesus give us some kind of puzzle.
有时候主耶稣也给我们像一个迷途一样。And
when he created us not as a perfect.
因为我们并不是完全的被创造。And
then ask us to be perfect like him.
但是他却要求我们要像他一样的完全。This
is a, we can say is a joking or it's a, what kind of game he's trying to play with us?
那我们看到这个经节的时候，我们就会问主说：“主耶稣，你在跟我们开玩笑吗？”
But we have to understand the Christians is we challenge our life to reach to be perfect.
但是我们需要明白，身为基督徒，我们需要常常挑战自己的生命，达到完全的地步。
If our Christian life is the same thing like a man's way to reach up to certain kind of reach up to the certain expectation.
如果基督徒的生命跟外邦人的一样,
then we don't have to believe in God.
那这样子我们就不需要信基督耶稣了。
We know that God is Almighty God.
我们知道神是全能的神。
He give us a power.
他赐给我们能力。
He give us a power enough let us to overcome our own weakness.
那个能力是足够让我们去战胜我们的弱点。
And that's why he sent us the Holy Spirit, that with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we gain the strength that we can reach up to the point where it's that we never be expected.
也因为这样子，所以他赐给我们圣灵，由圣灵的带领，到达一个我们无法想象的境界。
So when we look at this passage, chapter 6, verse 34, the chapter 5, verse 48, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It is possible.
所以在马太福音第五章第四十八节这里说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样，这是可以达到的目的。
So with God, with the Holy Spirit, it is makes sense to us.
靠着神，靠着圣灵，这句话是合乎情理的。
We have to continue ourselves to grow up.
我们要不断的成长。
We have to continue to change our nature to old nature, turn to be a new one.
我们要不断地改变旧的自己，成为一个新的人。It
takes some painstaking work.
或许会很困难，很痛。You
know, when we build a house, it takes some kind of process to build that house.
就很像建造一个房子，需要有它的过程。You
need a kind of blueprint first.
我们先要有照图。And
then you have to make a good foundation of the ground.
我们要先打好基础。
And then you just install different kind of pipeline, electric lines, and the sewage, all different things, already put it in there, you know, on the ground.
然后慢慢地把所有需要的材料慢慢地装上去。
And it slowly built up and then it reached up to the certain form of the house.
然后慢慢地把房子的形象改出来。
So it is a kind of process, we can say, for reach up to perfection.
所以要成为完全是需要经过一种过程。
This is not only for only 1 or 2 days or 1 year or 2 years it happened.
这不是一两天能形成的。
It takes an entire our life.
它需要的时间或许是我们的一生。
God gave us each one have our own assignment to build our own house.
神给我们每一个人一个需要建造的房子。
And this house is based on the God assigned us. It is possible to build our own house for our own faith.
把这个房子建造完成是有可能达到的任务。
So don't be afraid about these verses. To be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以当我们读到这里，我们要像天父完全一样，我们不应该惧怕，因为这是可能达到的。
But at the same time, the tour to the end of Matthew chapter 7, Jesus mentioned about the house buildings as a considered conclusion of this Sermon on the Mount.
所以在马太福音第七章，当他要结束他的教训的时候，他在这里举了一个比喻，就是聪明和无知的盖房者。
Jesus mentioned the verse 20 from 24. There's a two different kind of foundation. The one who built their house.
这里主耶稣提到有两种盖房者。
And the one is built upon the rock.
有一种是把房子盖在磐石上的。
One is built upon the sand.
有另外一种是把房子盖在土里的。
And when the storm comes and then is it turn out to be totally different result.
但是当风雨来的时候，他们的结果却是不太一样。
So、we have to build our house upon the rock.
我们需要把我们的房子盖在磐石上。
And verse 26, and Jesus made it clear about what it means here. Say, everyone who hears this word of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
就很像马太福音第七章第二十六节，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
But the one who built upon the rock, it stayed the same.
但是却把房子盖在磐石上的房子却会坚固。
And 25 and 6, 25 said, the rain descend, and the flood came, the wind blew, and burst against the house, and yet it did not fall.For it had been found upon the rock.
25节，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
I wish that we all the brothers and sisters we are in the category verse 25.
我希望各位弟兄姐妹，你们是属于第二十五节的。
I'm sure because we remember in the book when Jesus on the way the young man came to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣曾经有遇到一个年轻的财主。
A good teacher, how can I obtain the eternal life?
那年轻的财主问主耶稣说：“神啊，我要如何进神的国？”
And he asked how. Then he answers, "Keep the commandment of God."
那主耶稣跟他说：“你要守十诫。”
And this young man mentioned that I kept all the commandments from his young age.
那这个年轻人就跟主耶稣回答说：“神啊，我已经守了十诫。”
Jesus made one thing you lack of it. If you want to fulfill, then sell all your property and follow me.
但是主耶稣说：“你少了一样，那就是放弃你所有的，跟随我。”
It is a great challenge for this young man.
对这个财主来说，这是很大的挑战。
And this young man think that he built truly he thought he built his house upon the rock.
这个财主或许一直以为他把房子建在磐石上。
But actually, he cannot keep all the commandment of God.
但是到最终，他无法守住神的诫命。
Maybe he tried. He tried from the early age. He did many, many good things. And also, he did his best keep the kind of all the some of the commandments.
或许年轻的时候，他做了很多的善事，尽所有的力量去守十诫。
But he cannot truly love God from his heart.
但是他却无法打从心里来爱主耶稣基督。
All his riches and all the material that he has, it becomes his idol, which is he cannot get out of his heart.
所有的财物成为了他的偶像，他没有办法从他的心中除掉。
Even Jesus invited him to follow him. Since the invitation of Jesus as a follow him means If you sell all the property, if you follow me, then you can be my disciple, which means that.
就算主耶稣这样子的邀请他，跟他说，只要你变卖所有的，你跟随我，你就是我的门徒了。
But he couldn't make it.
但是这样子的邀请他却达不到。
So far he built and until the age, that all he's building at that moment is all just wiped away.
到那个时候，当主耶稣这样子回答他的时候，他才发现他的房子是盖在沙土上，一冲就倒了。
So sometimes it's good that we can come back to ourselves to reflect ourselves.
所以有时候我们需要审查自己。
Am I building that my building is under upon the rock or not?
我们的房子是建在磐石上吗？
So we do not have the same mistake like that this young man made a mistake.
所以我们就不会犯同样这位年轻财主所犯的错误。
Now let's see, we looked at here the Matthew chapter 5 from here. Some says it's eight blessings, some says it's nine blessings.
在马太福音第五章这里，八福，有人说是八种福气，有人说是九种福气。
It doesn't matter eight blessing or nine blessing, but this is a blessing.
不管是八种还是九种，这就是福气。
As long as a blessing is mentioned in the Bible, we have to take it.
只要是记载在圣经的，我们就要抓紧它。
Because it becomes our benefit.
因为那成为我们的利益。
And also the first part, these blessings,We can consider this as a kind of a just a law, which is the highest law in the kingdom of God.
这八福也可以说是神的律法，因为这是最高的境界。
Just like when USA have their own constitution law that is a supreme law.
就很像美国本身有它的宪法，而宪法就是最高的法律。
All the different law are based on this, the highest law to come out to branch out.
那所有的其他的法律都是基于这最高宪法，然后再慢慢生长。
So here the chapter 5 verse, here from verse 1, let's read. And when he saw the multitude, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciple came to him, and opening his mouth, he began,
马太福音第五章第二节,
began to teach them, saying, verse 3,
第三节,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4,
第四节,
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.Verse 5.
第五节,
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6.
第六节,
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Verse 7.
第七节,
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Verse 8.
第八节,
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9.
第九节,
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called son of God. Verse 10.
第十节,
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of the righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11.
第十一节,
Blessed are you when men cast insult at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against youfirstly, on account of me, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecute the prophets who were before you. So here's the end of by verse 12. We can say this is the blessings.
从第一节到十二节，这边记载了就是福气。
And we can just go on, but one by one, the blessings. Verse 2 is,verse 3 is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们现在一条一条来讲。第一条，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Yes, here the poor, blessed are the poor in spirit means empty spirit, we can say empty heart, we can say.
虚心的人代表心灵是空虚的人。
Which is the situation when you are truly be poor yourself, you don't have anything really.
就很像你想倒空自己，但是什么都倒不出来。
Just like when widow, when the man of God came by the guidance of God came to visit there for food at that time, this widow only have a little bit of flowers and a little bit of oil.
就很像当 当先知去看那个寡妇的时候，寡妇她所剩下的就一点少油，还有面粉。
Actually, Zarephath, a widow, only that's the last portion of her food. So she made this bread, and then and serve her son, and eats her a little bit, and then that is the end of their food. So they want to die actually after that.
而那个寡妇所剩下的足够她还有她儿子再吃一餐，那个之后她就什么都没有剩下了。
At that time, Elijah says, "First, make this bread for me."
但是以利亚先知去跟那个寡妇说：“你先帮我做一个饼。”
Truly, make yourself empty, and then just give it away everything for God.
就很像告诉寡妇说：“你把所有剩下的为我做一个饼，真正的空了。”
So the poor in spirit, in a sense of it, we can understand, complete empty-handed.
所以虚心的人代表完全什么都没有的人。
You consider as a helpless the situation.
他是个无助的人。
This is the call that we can say this is a poor in spirit.
所以这种人我们就叫他们虚心的人。
Sometimes we have a faith.
有时候我们有那种信心。
But we do not have a poor in spirit, so we cannot receive the true blessings.
但是我们因为没不是虚心的人，所以我们没有办法享受到真正的福气。
When Moses, when he was age of 40 years old,
当摩西四十岁的时候，
he is a capable person. He has a faith in God.
他是个有能力的人，他是对神有信心的人。
He grew up under the education of his mother.
他在他母亲的教导下长大。
And he understands he belonged to he's the descendant of Abraham.
他也明白他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He understands that he is the one, the chosen one, has such great pride in his heart.
他也明白他是被选的人民之中的一位，所以他在心中有骄傲。
And also he has a great desire to help his people.
而且他心中有渴望帮忙他自己百姓的一种心。
But from the God's point of view, one thing is missing.
但是在神的观点，他却少了一样东西。
He still rely on himself.
他仍然想要靠的是自己。
Still there is his own in his heart.
他在他心中只有他自己。
So we, as especially we young generation, we think we have a faith. Maybe we are very jealous, maybe within our heart.
在年轻的我们或许觉得我们很有能力，心中燃烧的是一把火。
Sometimes we think that we are capable thing to do. We can say.
我们认为自己可以做得到。
But all this is came from our faith.
而这些都是从我们的信心来的。
But then we have to go back to the Bible to create a kingdom of God within us, that we have to follow this, the constitution of heavenly kingdoms.
但是我们需要回到最初的，然后看看我们在心中是不是能造出神的国来。
We know how to ourselves to be empty ourselves.
我们需要倒空自己。
So that we can truly become.We really know how to subject to God.
所以我们才知道怎么样去顺服神。
Just like a children.
就很像小孩子。
Children as a, the parents is a, for the children as for parents is considered their king and queen.
对小孩子而言，他们的家长就很像他们的国王，他们的母后。
When there is a mother and father, they are so energetic and they are very confident.
当他们的父母在他们周围的时候，他们就表现得非常有活力。
But there is no parents, then they're insecure from then on.
但是当父母不在的时候，他们就感觉非常没有安全感。
My boy is considered quite, he thought it quite brave.
我的儿子非常的勇敢。
He can swim in the deep place.
他敢自己到深处去游泳。
Just like a frog way or a dog's way, still he swim there.
他用狗爬式的方法游到很远的地方。
Well, last few weeks ago, I learned how to ride a bicycle.
几个月前他学会怎么骑脚踏车。
So he has more and more confidence.
他对自己是越来越有信心。
He think he can do many things.
他现在觉得他可以达到，也做到很多事情。
But I have noticed there's many people, and then only only just everybody strangers, then he always come close next to me.
但是每次他遇到很多陌生人的时候，他就会跑到我旁边来。
Just that kind of attitude, we say.
就是这种的态度。
Without God, we cannot do anything.
就很像当我们没有神的时候，我们什么都做不到。
Because I am nothing.
因为我们什么都不是。
So we as a Christians, when we understand this poor in spirit.In this manner, we can understand that maybe it's clearly we can come on to our mind.
所以用这样子的方法去想，我们就比较能了解什么样的人是虚心的人。
We never ourselves to be bigger than the Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不可以把自己想象的比主耶稣基督还要大。
And God will bless us then.
这样子神就会祝福我们。
Let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 1.
请翻到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26.
哥林多前书第一章第二十六节。
26 on the way 29.
二十六节到二十九节。
For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty.Not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the best and the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God.
29节.
And this is amazing that what God, He carried out his ministry, trained his disciple. He never chose the one the person highly now consider is a well-known people or highly educated, but seems left over in the society, bring them up, to train them up, to let them to be the apostle.To be the disciple of Jesus.
这也是主耶稣来到这个世上的使命。当他选门徒的时候，他并不是选在社会上有地位的、有能力的，而因为他是选那些软弱的。这样子从他的门徒中，我们看得出来。
Apostle Peter actually he received a lot of education. He received a high education. He's a very capable person. The Paul, Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗他是受的很高等的教育。
But when he come to the Lord, when he converted as Christians, he giving up everything.
但是当他决定接受主耶稣的时候，他却放弃他所有的。
That's why the book of Philippians mentioned that when he, because he wants to having Jesus, he wants to give up, because of that he want to give up, he willing to give up everything for Jesus.
所以在腓立比书保罗说为了要跟随主所以他愿意放弃他所有的
In order to capture the heavenly kingdoms he keeping up everything
为了要抓住天国他放弃他所有
的 That attitude is the poor in spirit we can say
而这样子的心态就是虚心的人
And also we will in the class we mentioned that when apostle Paul he prayed three times because of the thorn in his body
在课堂上我们也提到当保罗他为他自己的刺祷告三次的时候
He understand the true strength that come from the weakness
他才明白说真正的力量是从软弱来的
So once we can understand it this way we come back to the Matthew chapter 5 verse 3
我们如果明白保罗所说的我们回到马太福音第五章
And blessed are the poor in spirit for theirsIs the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
I hope all the brothers and sisters, you can have this kingdom in your heart, in your life.
各位弟兄姐妹，我希望在你们心中也有这样子的天国。
And nobody can take away your kingdom of God when you have this.
而这样子的天国是无人能向你夺去的。
And then the second one is, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
第四节，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
The comforted are somebody when we have a problems and somebody comfort us is truly it's inspired and appreciated.
当我们悲伤的时候，有人来安慰我们，对我们来说是很大的帮助。
But here the mention that blessed are those who mourn.
但是这里却说哀痛的人有福了。
We don't like to be mourned. We like to be happier.
我们不希望我们是那个哀痛的人，我们希望我们是那个高兴的人。
But why here, chapter 5, verse 4, the second blessing here that Jesus mentioned about the mourn?
但是为什么在这里主耶稣要特别指哀痛的人呢
？Because this is a mourning for our sin and our weakness.
因为哀痛的人是指为我们自己的罪、为我们自己的软弱来哀痛。
The one who find out the weakness, the one who find out the sin, they are the one can their sin can be forgiven. They are the one can be receive the true comfort from God.
只有那些看到自己罪、自己软弱的人，才能得到从神来的安慰。
And you know that Luke chapter 7, there is the woman came to Jesus Christ.
在路加福音第七章。
Let's look at the Luke chapter 7.
请翻到路加福音第七章。
Chapter 7 from verse 36.
路加福音第七章第三十六节。
Now one of the chapter 7 from verse 36. Now one of the Pharisees was requiring him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume.And standing behind him, and his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet and with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfumes. I can finish here. But we know, because we know that this is a story, that when the sinner came to Jesus, when the Jesus was invited by the Pharisees in his house, have a dining.
我们知道这个故事基本上就是当主耶稣到法利赛人家里去吃饭的时候，有一个有罪的女人来用膏油抹向抹主耶稣。
Consider it's from the point of view from the Jesus point of view, the Pharisees also they invited him. Also, this woman also invited Jesus.
但是在主耶稣的眼里，不止法利赛人邀请了主耶稣，这个女人同时也邀请了主耶稣。
But the Pharisees never think that he is the sinner.
但是法利赛人他们从来不觉得他们自己是罪人。
It is a great time that he actually the Pharisees himself alone personally he can close to God. He can have a wonderful time with Jesus. Maybe this is a chance that Pharisees maybe can be assured receive the assurance from Jesus for the maybe for all his sins.
把主耶稣请到家里去吃饭，对法利赛人来说，这或许是一个很好的机会，他们可以就此亲近主。
But he's serving all the food and the dining, but he never received anything from the Jesus Christ.
但是不管他端出多少的好盘的菜，主耶稣却没有感觉到感谢。
But this woman received everything.
但是她这个女人却从主耶稣那边得到了很大的赏识。
Because from her true heart.Of repentance,
因为他肯悔改的心
the heart of mourning,
那是一个哀痛的心
and this is a really precious. We as we come to the Lord, and especially in our prayer, with this heart to come to the Lord, then God will comfort us.
所以，当我们以这种心来到主耶稣面前的时候，我们就必得着安慰
Jesus mentioned about there is a parable about two men came into the temple of God praying.
主耶稣曾经提到一个比喻，就是有两个人到了会堂来祷告。
One is a Pharisee who come close in front of there to pray to God.
一位是法利赛人，他走到了很前面跪下祷告。
He mentioned about what he has done to God and what he offered to God.
他跟主耶稣祷告说，他做了什么事情，他奉献了什么样的东西。
But the sinner's prayer just one of the corner in the behind, and he just hit his chest, mentioned that I am the sinner.
但是另外一位罪人，他却躲在这个会堂的角落，那边默默的祷告，跟神说：“神啊，我是罪人。”
That's why he's being comforted by God.
所以到了最后，这位罪人却得到了安慰。
A true blessing in this way, we can receive the receive this comfort from our Lord.
因此，当我们有这样子哀悼的心，我们才能从主那边得着安慰。
Remember when Daniel, when he prayed to God, he determined himself a fast, and he prayed for his people for himself.
当但以理跪下跟神祷告，为他的人以及他本身来祷告的时候
，God listened to his prayer.
神听了他的祷告。
And God sent the angel to comfort him.
神又用天使来安慰他。
And this is what the Bible keep telling us.The blessed are those who mourn.
因此，这里圣经才告诉我们，只有哀恸的人才会得着安慰。
Because now generation, one of the missing part is our emotions. We do not have a ready heart.
现在的世代，我们的心很像没有那么的完备。
Because we overwhelmed by the science, the technology out there.
因为我们的心却被外面的知识还有科技占满了。
Maybe too much entertainment.
外面有太多的娱乐。
Because our heart is continue to dry it up.
而我们的心却慢慢的枯干。
So we're losing our tears.
我们已经失去了我们的眼泪。
So that's why we do not have a true experience of be comforted by God.
所以我们也失去了被神安慰的感觉。
And then third one is blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
第五节是温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
The gentle, this gentleness is not, it's not weak.
温柔的人不是软弱的人。
A gentle is actually, this is considered a very strong, nature.
温柔的人其实是个性非常刚强的人。
Have you noticed that some people they showing very strong, you know, appearance as very strong appearance. Actually, inner themselves is not that strong.
你有发现有一些人他们有很强悍的外表，但是他们的内心是非常的软弱吗
？People come approach you without any flexibility to approach them. Actually, the person inner.Their heart is actually very insecure.
别人很像没有空间来跟他们接触，但是这种人的心里常常是没有安全感的。
Secure people usually they're very flexible and also not accept other people.
有安全感的人，他们通常是个性上非常有弹性，他们也很容易去接纳别人。
When I deliver the sermons or when I helping the class.When I feel insecure, means my preparation is not that enough.
当我每次我要讲道还是准备课程的时候，我很紧张的话，就代表我没有做足准备。
Once a preparation is enough prayer, then I can relax.
如果我做足了准备，也祷告够了，那我就可以很放心在上面讲道。
I really have a hard time the first day.
第一天的时候我非常的紧张。
And I just drove from El Monte to here on the way, insecure continually. But I just keep praying, but still insecure.
我从 El Monte 开来这边，心中感觉到非常的不安，非常的紧张。
Then I just whole day fasting, but still insecure.
那我那整天都进食，但是还是感觉到不安。
So actually.Whole day, I do not, I couldn't pray for you, but I pray for myself.
但是，所以那整天我都没有办法为你们祷告，我不断的为自己祷告。
So it's all my own struggle.
因为那是我的挣扎。
But after day, I feel like a little better. Okay.
那经过了第一天之后，我现在感觉到比较好。
Once a little better, then I can talk.
那比较好了，我就有办法讲课。
And also, instead of a look at the notebook, I can see you.
那除了不断看笔记之外，我现在有办法看到你们的脸。
So gentle is the same way we can understand.
温柔也是同样的意思。
Gentle, the ones you look at the eye to eye, you can feel it.
如果一个人是温柔的，当你看他的眼睛的时候，你就会感受得到。
This person truly can accept me.
那就是这个人可以真正的接纳我。
When I talk to this person can truly give us a certain kind of reach up to kind of comfort or kind of way to help my life.
当你跟这样子的人讲话的时候，你会觉得他不断的安慰你，他可以帮助你。
So I hope that you and I we become a strong inner strong person.
所以我希望每位在心里面你们做刚强的人。
We just like a person like us, have a full of gentleness within us.
就是心中充满温柔的人。
You look at the life of David.
如果我们看大卫。
He's a very inner strong person.
大卫他是心里刚强的人。
When he come up to fight against Goliath, we can see that his inner strong come out, even dare to fight against the experienced, the strong warrior.
当他攻击哥利亚的时候，我们就可以看到他刚强的个性，他把这种勇敢拿出来。
But actually, he's a very gentle person.
但是其实他是非常温柔的人。
When he really have a good relationship with Jonathan,
他和约拿丹有非常好的感情。
Also, many times the King Saul trying to kill him.
不管扫罗王要杀他多少次
，He never retaliate to the King Saul.
他从来没有反击。
Every time he take it, and he's the one to move away from him.
每次都是他自己逃跑。
Actually, God gave him a chance to even kill him away.
神不是没有给大卫机会可以反击。
But he doesn't want to touch this King Saul because God is the one to anointed him.
但是大卫说他不要去伤害那个由神高的王。
When the last battle, when the fight and the it is according to the God's plan. So King Saul and his whole house, his all the sons, they all die on the battle.
在最后一次的战争，扫罗王和他的家眷在战争中死亡。
He really mourned for the King Saul and his true friend the Jonathan.
但是大卫却真正的为扫罗王还有他的好朋友约拿丹哀哭。
At that time, the Amorites brought the head of the King Saul.
当时亚玛利人把扫罗王的头带来。
And he's the one said, "I beheaded, bring this head. I brought this head to the."
哦，亚玛利人对大卫说：“我把这个头带来给你。”
So the King David killed this man.
但是大卫却把这个人杀了。
He never treated the troop. Actually, the King Saul actually enemy.Against David, actually.
但是我们要知道，扫罗王对大卫来说是他的敌人。
But still, he accepted the King Saul as a one the close ones.
但是他却把扫罗真正当作在跟他很靠近的人。
That's why later on God allowed him to give a whole entire kingdom to in his hand.
也因为这样子，所以神可把整个国度交在大卫的手上。
So here the Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 says, "Blessed are the gentle."For they shall inherit the earth.
因此在马太福音第五章第五节，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
This one we can understanding as a spiritual way. Inherit the earth. This is inherit the kingdom of God.
那如果我们用属灵的来看这一节经节的话，承受地土就等于承受神的国。
The kingdom of God is not only in the one in the heavenly kingdom.But in this world,
神的国不只代表天国，也代表这个地上。
When you and I we are become a gentle,
当你和我变成温柔的人
，actually the kingdom of God is continue to expanded.
神的国就会不断的扩张。
And then we become become everybody into this true kingdom of God to have a fellowship and have a wonderful life together.
那我们就能在他的土地上有团契。
All this is come from the pure heart.
而这一切都是因为这个人有温柔的心。
And also the gentle is a really a precious word. Those who we know that when the invitation of Jesus to the people.
温柔也是一个非常好的德性，就很像主耶稣当他邀请人的时候。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, he mentioned that, "Take my yoke upon and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart."
就很像在马太福音这里神说，凡你们要负我的轭，因为我的心里柔和谦卑。
True rest comes from the gentleness.
真正的休息是从柔和谦卑的心来的。
Being a heart of gentle, man of the gentle, a gentleness that helps us to have a true rest wherever we go.
柔和谦卑的人，不管他到哪里去，他都能享受那种平安。
Also, the heart of gentleness, the one that indicated how much we can be mature ourselves, Christian as Christian.
而柔和谦卑也能看出一个基督徒在他灵性上到底有多成熟。
I hope you and I we can have this heart of Jesus Christ.
我希望你和我都有主耶稣的这种心。
That we can accomplish the kingdom of God within our heart and around us in our life.
所以我们就能在心中承受神的国，在周围承受神的地土。
And then the chapter 5 verse 6.
第六节。
Blessed are those who hunger
and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
马太福音第五章第六节，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, they are the one who have a humble heart, they are the one who has a gentle heart, actually.
饥渴慕义的人是有温柔的心的人，有追求的心的人。
Because they understand God's image, they understand God's character.
因为饥渴慕义的人是明白神的人，明白神
神性的人。That's why they understand what is the great things in their life.
所以他们才能分辨出在生命中最重要的是什么。
They understand what is the important thing in their life.
他们才能分辨出他们生命中的价值。
That is the righteousness of God.
而这就是神的义。
When Jesus came to this world, he accomplished the most important thing is he fulfilled the righteousness of God.
当主耶稣来到这个世上，他成就最大的使命就是成就了神的义。
Although he was a pain on the when he nailed himself on the cross.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候。
But he can make a last word that it is finished.
但是他却最后一句话说成了。
Truly he satisfied the last moment of his death on the cross.
他完成了他的使命，他在十字架上感觉到了满足。
Because throughout his life, he's truly seeking for the righteousness of God.
因为他一生寻求了就是神的义。
And also he gave this righteousness to those who have hunger and thirst. Jesus gave it to them freely.
而他能把这个义给那些饥渴慕义的人。
He satisfied those who receive the righteousness of God.They also be satisfied.
所以这些饥渴慕义的人，他们也能得着饱足。
We will hope that all the brothers and sisters, we are the same like Jesus. We're seeking this precious righteousness in our life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我希望你们也一样，可以追求神的义。
This is not possible with our own human way, but we ask God's guidance and God's.Strength.
但是不是用人的方法，而是寻求神的旨意。
God have to help us.
这样子神就能帮助我们。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter, Malachi chapter 6.
Micah.
Okay, sorry.
请翻到尼迦书第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
尼迦书第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do just, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
尼迦书第六章第八节，世人呐、啊，神已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Say, what does the Lord our God require of us?
那这里说的就是神向我们要的究竟是什么
？To the justice and to love kindness.
那就是要行公义，好怜悯
，and to walk humbly with our God.
要存谦卑的心与神同行。
This is as a whole concept as this is righteousness of God.
而这个就给我们一个告诉我们什么叫神的公义。
And also this is seeking the way of righteousness, and we equip the true character of Jesus Christ within us. Then,
当我们寻求公义的时候，我们就存了是主耶稣的形象。
Once those who seeking for His righteousness, they are the one can to be formed.Like a Christ.
当我们行公义的时候，我们就会越来越像主耶稣基督。
Since they have a desire, God let them to change their life to be like a new like a new creature within the Lord.
当我们行公义的时候，我们就很像一个新造的人类。
They are the one to be bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而这些人就是要结圣灵果子的人。
That's why they can be satisfied.
又因为这样子，所以他们才能得着饱足。
This satisfaction is not just our human way of satisfaction, but this satisfaction is come from above in our kingdom.
这种饱足不是人类的饱足，而是从天国而来的饱足。
This is a true contentment.
这是真正的饱足。
And continue, go on to verse 7.
第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.And yet, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. It's very precious.
第七节，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Sometimes we're seeking for the way of a law-abiding person. Follow the law.
有时候我们非常遵守律法。
We easily can be the rigid person. Something too strong and too stiff. Just like iron, you know. It's too very solid, too solid.
所以我们变成非常的顽固。
And we can see that this person doing is everything seems right, because according to the law.
然后我们就会说，这个人做的很像都对，因为他就是跟着法律在做。
But sometimes this kind of people, they forget about themselves.
但是这种人常常忘了自己。
Just like a Pharisees bring the woman who committed adultery to the Jesus Christ.
就很像法利赛人把犯奸淫的女人带到主耶稣面前来。
They know how to apply the law to the people, to persecute the people, to judge them.
他们知道怎么用律法来定这个女人的罪。
But they do not know themselves.
但是他们却不认识自己。
So we have to be balanced on that.
所以我们要有平衡。
Now once we accept this blessed are the merciful and mercy is to cover our heart then this way to mercy or give mercy other people they returning is mercy unto us
当我们对别人施展怜悯的时候当别人也会用怜悯来对我们
I have noticed sometimes a few times I miss the appointment time
我发现有时候我跟人家有约的时候，我会忘记或者迟到。
And then the person keep just telling me, you have to keep the time.
那个人就会跟我讲，下一次要准时哦。
One day he late.
有一天他迟到了。
I say you late too.
然后我就跟他说，你也迟到喽。
Which is a time to revenge, you know.
那这是我可以很像报复的时机。
So sometimes we think we are very good, so we can judge other people based on our own, you know, grade of a standard.
有时候我们觉得我们自己做得非常好，非常的完全，所以我们可以用我们的标准来衡量别人。
But it's better that we can put some law down to apply to other people.
但是我们可以降低自己的标准来带别人。
And also we have to learn from the prodigal, the bad son, you know the story of the parable. Prodigal son, yeah.
有时候我们要学习就像浪子回头的那个比喻。
This is we might be like that kind of son maybe.
或许我们就像那个浪子一样。
We need a kind of a father that who accepted this kind of bad son when he come back to father.
而我们需要的天父就要像那个可以接受浪子回头的父亲。
Of course, when this son come back and says, "I still your son, right? So I can come back to your house."
当然，但这个浪子回家的时候，他可以说：“我仍然是你的儿子，所以我可以回家。”
I'm sure father still accepting.
我也相信那个父亲一样会接纳他。
But the thing is, in the parable, you have noticed that father always through the whole day outside, he watch out whether his son coming back or not.
但是你有没有发现，那个父亲每天正在家门口等着他的儿子回家
？From this father's point of view, whatever he has done wrong, it's not an issue.
那对那个父亲而言，不管他儿子做了什么，那个不是重点。
Most important thing is my son coming back from this kind of a life.
重点是我的儿子会从错误的道路转回来。
This is the heart of mercy.
而这就是有怜悯的心。
We see the apostle's life.
我们看保罗的一生。
Who made the Paul make Apostle Paul?
是谁让保罗成为使徒保罗的？
Jesus.
是主耶稣基督。
He never treated him as a way of like a rebuke him or to chastise him.
主耶稣从来没有责备保罗或惩罚他。
He calling him with a mercy and love.
反而他用怜悯和爱心来呼叫保罗。
According to the law, according to the God's law applied to him, that he has to be condemned to death.
如果根据神的律法来处罚保罗的话，保罗应该要死。
He is the one, the enemy of Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣基督的敌人。
He just go and there find out those Christians, persecute them and killing, trying to.To bring them to persecute them, like trying to kill them.
因为过去的保罗，他找到基督徒就会把他们逼迫，然后叫他们死。
But then Jesus calling him with a love and with a mercy.
但是主耶稣却用爱和怜悯来呼叫保罗。
So he understand, and in a Paul's mind, he understand the true love of Christ and true mercy.
所以在保罗的心里，他真正的明白什么是基督的爱，什么是基督的怜悯。
That's why he really pour his heart to die for the Lord until the last day of his life.
所以保罗献上的他的心，决心要为主耶稣死。
And also the heart of mercy is to know how to take care of the little things and little one.
那有怜悯的心，也是懂得怎么照顾小比我们还要软弱或小的人。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
请翻到马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25, verse 40.
马太福音第二十五章第四十节。
And the king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you,To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. And he had mentioned that he called the one side of the people who really show their love and care and mercy and then bring them to praise them.
这里王回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事情你们记得。坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Once you after this NYTS, if you go back to your local church, find out that there is a one the least one.
当你从这里离开，回到你自己的教会的时候，去找找你们教会中最小的人是谁。
Shows your true love and care.
给他们表现你真正的爱，还有怜悯的心。
If you save the one soul, the one who needs your help.And you can help them with the true mercy and true love. And this is a reward always in the kingdom of God.
如果你能救那个弟兄中最小的一个，可以帮助他们，那你就会承受神的国。
And let's look at the one more, verse
8. 第八节。
Let's go back to Matthew 5:8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Pure heart is precious.
清心的人是宝贵的人。
Pure means a clean heart.
清心的人代表圣洁的心。
Pure means there's no sin in the heart.
清心的心是没有罪的心。
When we have a pure heart, then we can see God.
当我们有清心，我们才能得见神的面。
God is in the kingdom of God.
因为神在神的国度里。
That means when we have a pure heart, then we can enter the kingdom of God.
只有清心的人才能进神的国。
And we know that Adam and Eve, when before they commit sin, their heart was pure.
我们知道，当亚当和夏娃还没犯罪之前，他们就是清心的人。
When they are always communicate with the God.
因为他们可以与神沟通。
They are nothing to afraid to meet God, talk to God.
他们没有任何可以惧怕的，他们可以直接和神沟通。
Because their heart is pure.
因为他们的心是清净的。
But once they commit sin, they cannot talk to God.
但是当他们犯罪了之后，他们没有办法得着神的
面。When God came down to the Garden of Eden, they have to hide.
当神来到伊甸园的时候，亚当和夏娃要躲起来。
It's not God is God wants to talk to them, God wants to see them.But they are the one who hide behind the tree.
不是神不愿意见着他们或与他们讲话，而是他们自己躲起来了。
So we have to understand that when we commit sin,
所以我们需要明白，当我们犯罪的时候
，It's not God hide from us, but actually we hide ourselves.
不是神跟我们玩，他把自己藏起来，而是我们把自己藏起来。
We know that God chosen people that God separate from this world actually.
我们知道被选的人民是分别为圣的。
Most of the law and what God gave it to the Moses for the purpose of the law is cleansing for their sin and to keep them.Clean heart and clean life.
神给摩西的律法是要使他的人民可以分别为圣，过着圣洁的生活。
Ten commandments is the one to help us to cleanse our heart.
十诫是要帮助我们清我们的心的。
Pure heart come from the true love.
清心的人是有真爱的人。
We know the heart of Jesus Christ. He has a pure heart.
我们知道主耶稣基督他是清心的人。
How does a pure heart come out as action as true love?
那他因为他是清心的人，所以他的表现就有爱。
We know God is love.
因为我们知道神就是爱。
We know one of the church in the book of Revelation, and there when the book of, the church in Ephesus, they're very very zealous. They have to serve God. This church.
我们知道在启示录以弗所教会，他们有热心想要服侍神。
It seems like they seems like a very clean church. It looks like.
看起来他们是个非常有非常好行为的教会。
But they lost the first love.
但是在这里却说你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
Actually, they are not clean themselves.
因为他们不是清心的人。
They miss the very precious point.
他们却不懂重要在哪里。
So clean heart is come from the true love.
所以清心是从真正的爱来的。
When a husband and wife are close to each other.
当夫妻他们非常近的时候
，What makes these two relationship to close each other？
究竟是什么力量把这两位带得这么近
？It's a pure heart。
那就是清心。
And pure heart makes them to true love。
而清心就是有真爱。
So the pure heart is not just we can practice just everything according to the law。
所以清心不代表所做的一切都要跟着律法。
It is come from the true love of Christ.
是从心里、从爱里来的。
So when we pure heart means pure eyes.
当你有清心的人，他们有清洁的眼睛。
We have to watch out our eyes.
我们要看着自己的眼睛。
Things we supposed to see that we can see it.
能看的我们就看。
Anything we supposed not to see, we better not to see it.
不能看的我们就避而不见。
So we can protect our eyes and our heart.
所以我们才能守住我们的心，守住我们的眼睛。
You know, as a become a husband and wife, and then their relationship, and they both of side, they do not want them to watch, look at something else's.
当夫妻成为夫妻的时候，他们跟对方。承诺说他们不再看别的东西。
I saw the, I don't know where, but when this is husband and wife, they walk on the street.
我忘了我是在哪里看到的，但是我曾经看过一对夫妻在马路上。
And then husband look at the one, the woman's, there looks quite beautiful, so just, they attract the husband look at them.
那个先生看到一位漂亮的小姐走过去，他就看着那个小姐。
A wife behind it,
那个太太就从后面很大力的打他先生。
That's not yours. Yours is here.
很像就是告诉他说，那位不是你的太太，你的太太在这里。
You know the same thing. So when we have a pure heart, we can only fix our eye on to Jesus Christ.
就很像当我们有清心的时候，我们的眼睛只会看着主耶稣基督。
Also, the Bible mentions that do not love, you cannot love God and love money at the same time.
像圣经告诉我们，我们不能同时爱神又同时爱马门。
Talking about the pure heart,
就是告诉我们这是清心的人。
If we have a two thing, a split heart, that means our heart cannot be pure.
如果我们分心了，那我们的心就不是清心的。
The moment we cannot see God.
那个时候我们就得不着神的
面。We need a single mind and one way to see and seeking the Jesus Christ.
我们应该只有一种想法，一种注意力，一直看着主耶稣基督。
Of course, it seems like it's very hard to do it, but we can do it.
或许听起来非常的困难，但是我们一定做得到。
Everything we can do in the what write in the book in the scriptures.
因为我们做得到，所以神才把它写在圣经上面。
And let's look at the last verse, and then we can finish up. Let's do the
最后一节
Philippians chapter 4.
看到请翻腓立比书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I hope that this one helps us and gives us encouragement.
腓立比书第四章第十三节，我靠着那加给我的力量，凡事都能做。希望这个成为彼此鼓励的圣句。
All this blessing, it seems like it seems very hard to do it.
这些福气很像非常难的达到。
But don't worry, our Holy Spirit it gives us the strength.
但是不要担心，因为圣灵是我们的力量。
We can do it.
我们一定做得到。
So、we can make a true kingdom of God within us.
我们可以在我们心中造了神的国。
God bless you. Let's pray.
愿神在照顾大家，一起默祷。